1057 CFW.
1057 CFW.
CFW.
No, I wish that I had Jersey girl.
Your official station of summer.
Joe, Joe.
as the temperature goes up. Make sure your volume knob does too. When you think summer, think 105.7 CFW. Woo! The Valley's fun music. CFW.
Could bring a fall. face. Eyes without a face, got no human grace. Your eyes without a face.
Like binge listening to all your favorite songs.
Give me some more.
The Valley's Fun Music, 105.7 CFW.
I could have been a dog. I can program a computer, choose the perfect.
take a walk with me. I'm looking for a partner, regardless of expense. Think about it seriously, you know it makes sense.
Seven CFW.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, a high near 71. For tonight, a few sprinkles, lows around 48. For Tuesday, partly sunny, a high near 65. Wednesday, sunshine with a high around 68. Thursday, sunshine and warmer, highs back to the mid-70s.
Right now, 71 degrees.
CFW.
Thank you.
1057 CFW.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your fish bay.
Fun music.
Lots and lots of fun.
All day long.
1057 CFW.
Thank you.
1057 CFW.
First Taste Culinary Crawl happening in Altoona. It's on Thursday, September 14th, save the date, and will be centered all around the new River Prairie Center starting at 6:30 p.m. This is considered the exclusive kickoff event for Chippewa Valley Restaurant Week, a great way to experience the Valley's culinary scene in a whole new way. Find more details at ChippewaValleyRestaurantWeek.com.
Yeah. own shadow by the backstage door, like a trip through the past.
Fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott. This is 105.7 CFW.
The worries on your mind.
is 105.7 CFW. This is 105.7 CFW.
Oh, baby.
This is 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
To let me know, should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know, should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine, the next is black. So if you want me off your back, well, come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? Decisions bugging me.
Indecision, they molest us.
If you don't want me, set me free.
Set me careless, leave me.
Exactly whom I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So you gotta let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now?
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
CBS News Brief. It's been 22 years since 9/11, and commemorations are happening today at the Pentagon, Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and Ground Zero in New York. Mayor Eric Adams says the city remains strong.
Those who thought they were going to break the spirit of who we are, they learned something extremely different about not only the country in general, but specifically about New York City.
Volunteers are still trying to reach people affected by a deadly earthquake in Morocco. CBS's Chris Livesay.
Untold victims remain trapped in areas cut off from aid, where winding roads and landslides make much of the quake zone difficult and in some cases impossible to reach so far.
The U.S. says Russia's meeting with North Korea in a desperate cry for help in Ukraine. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.